KJAN Sports.
Well, checking sports this morning, the Exira EHK Spartans followed a familiar script to advance to the Class 1A Girls State Semifinals. They built a halftime lead, let it slip away in the third, and then finished the game strong. Exira EHK grabbed a 60-55 win over MMCRU on Wednesday evening in Des Moines. The Spartans fell behind 6-0 out of the gate, but answered with a 7-0 run to grab the lead. MMCRU led 10-9 at the end of the first. Sparty then went on a late 8-0 run to lead 30-21 at halftime. Shea Burmeister hit back-to-back threes in that stretch to gain the edge. Burmeister talked about being confident in that moment.
Well, I knew they had most of everybody else locked down, so I said I have to step in and do something to help the team out. So I just shot with confidence and told myself it's going to go in. So
MMCRU rallied back in the third quarter, outscoring the Spartans 24-13 in that frame as the Royals took a two-point lead into the fourth, and then Quinn Grubbs took over. The outstanding sophomore scored 12 of her game-high 25 points in the fourth quarter. The biggest shot, perhaps, was a tie-breaking three midway through the fourth that gave the Spartans a 52-49 lead that they would not give away. The Spartans got to the foul line and hit 6 of 9 down the stretch to grab the win. Exira EHK head coach Tom Peterson said the team just continues to deliver.
Just so proud. They continue to find ways to get things done. You know, offensively wise, when things aren't there, if you're watching, somebody goes and sets a ball screen, which we tell them to do. You know, they go set a ball screen. They're rolling off of it. They're finding the right people. They're cutting back door. That's just a close-knit group of gals that understand how to play with each other.
Aside from Grubbs, the Spartans had three other players in double figures. Burmeister with 14, Molly Rasmussen with 11, and Macy Emgarten with 10. The Spartans improved to 24-0 on the season and advanced to the 1A semifinals. They'll take on top-seeded Bishop Garrigan Friday afternoon. Coach Peterson continues to be in awe of this small but mighty team.
It's not one of them. It's all eight. I'm so damn proud of them, guys. It's just insane. You know, I was walking through the hallway with Coach Bartz, and I got a little choked up just because I don't understand how they do it. You know, the one thing is you only need 5 players on the floor in order to compete. And the 5 that we've got out there, I'd put them out there against anybody just because of how they play. They play with a lot of heart.
MMCRU was led by 20 points from junior Emily Dreckman and 17 from fellow junior Ellie Hilbrands. The Royals closed their season 21-3. We'll have coverage of the Spartans and the Golden Bears on Friday afternoon here on KJAN. The pregame starting at 1 o'clock. Tip-off will be at 2 o'clock from Des Moines. In other Class 1A first-rounders yesterday, Bishop Garrigan was a winner, 48-42 over Springville. Newell Fonda defeated Kingsley Pearson, 88-47, and Montezuma over St. Ansgar, 50-45. In Class 2A first-round action yesterday, Dyke New Hartford survived a slow start and a wild finish to remain undefeated. The second-ranked Wolverines rallied from an 8-point deficit in the first quarter, built an 11-point lead, and then held off Trainer in the closing minutes for a 44-36 win in the 2A quarterfinals. Wolverines improved to 24-0 and will make their second straight appearance in the semifinals Friday. Ellery Nock led Dyke New Hartford with 14 points. She grabbed 6 rebounds and had 3 steals. Freshman Peyton Peterson had 11 points, 10 boards, and 3 steals. For Trainer, senior Mandy Stogdill and sophomore Clara Teaglin both played great games for the 10th-ranked Trainer Cardinals, the 2019 state champs. Stogdill had 16 points with 4 three-pointers, had 4 assists and 5 steals, while Teaglin added 15 points, 11 boards, and 3 steals as Trainer finishes their year at 20-5. The other 2A quarterfinal yesterday, West Branch beating Grundy Center 49-33. Today's action at the state tournament starts with Class 5A this morning. Top seed Waukee faces Ankeny Centennial at 10 o'clock, followed by Johnston and Iowa City West at noon. This afternoon, the 3A semifinals have Cherokee facing West Lyon at 2 and Clear Lake playing Unity Christian at 4. In the 4A semis, top seed Glenwood will be back on the court at 6 o'clock tonight. They'll face off against North Scott, while Ballard will play Dallas Center Grimes in the other 4A semifinal. Well, the Western Iowa Conference announced its all-conference basketball honor squads for the season. On the girls' side, the co-players of the year are Kaylee Jones of AHSTW and Aaliyah Hermanson of Audubon. Jones and Hermanson both were unanimous picks for the first team, along with Clara Teaglin of Trainer. Also on the first team, Alexa Arnholtz of IKM Manning, J.C. Christensen of Audubon, Kendra Cuck of Underwood, and Emily Thompson of Logan Magnolia. Second team selections include Claire Denning of AHSTW, Aaliyah Humphrey of Underwood, Claire Harris of AHSTW, Mandy Stogdale of Trainer, Leah Hall of Underwood, Alyssa Keller of Trainer, and Presley Poggy of Tri-Center. On the boys' side, the player of the year is Raiden Groby of AHSTW, and he leads the first team, along with other unanimous picks, Leighton Nelson of Tri-Center, Trey Melby of Logan Magnolia, and Tim Zimmerman of Trainer. The rest of the first team includes Ethan Alfers of Tri-Center, Sid Schaff of Trainer, and Braden Lund of AHSTW. Second team picks include Kyle Sternberg of AHSTW, Grady Jefferson of Riverside, Trent Koziel of Tri-Center, Noah James of Trainer, Blake Hall of Underwood, Kyler Rasmussen of IKM Manning, and Brogan Allensworth of Riverside. Well, women's college hoops, the Iowa Hawkeye women were outscored 27-16 in the third quarter Wednesday in an 89-80 loss at 11th-ranked Indiana. The Hoosiers shot 58% and out-rebounded the Hawkeyes 38-21.
First half, I thought we did a good job defensively. In that third quarter, they were just putting their heads down and driving to the basket, and we didn't have an answer for it. Offensive rebounds, gave up way too many offensive rebounds. I mean, they have 17 more shots than we do because of rebounds alone.
That's Iowa coach Lisa Bluter. Caitlin Clark led the Hawkeyes with 32 points, but fouled out with just under 3 minutes remaining, and the Hawks down four. Iowa's 10-8 in the Big Ten. The Iowa State women used a 16-2 second-half run to take command and close the regular season Wednesday with an 83-53 win over Kansas. Ashley Jones had 23 points and 14 rebounds, her 11th double-double of the season. She talked about that decisive run.
Just us being aggressive on the offensive end and kicking out and being able to knock down our shots, I think that always helps our confidence and kind of gets us going, and then we get more comfortable and are able to get back on defense, get some stops, and just really allows us just to play our game.
The Cyclones finished 12-6 in fourth place in the Big 12 standings. In men's college basketball, from the top 25, 10th-ranked Villanova wrapped up the Big East regular season title, beating 14th-ranked Creighton 72-60. Number 11 Florida State over Boston College 93-64. 19th-ranked San Diego State beat UNLV 71-62 to clinch the Mountain West Conference regular season title. The 5th-ranked Iowa Hawkeyes will lock up the third seed in the Big Ten tournament with a pair of wins to close the season. It begins tonight at home against Nebraska. Under former Iowa State coach Fred Hoiberg, the Huskers have won two straight after a 1-14 start to conference play and a three-week COVID pause.
You know, I think you got to give a lot of credit to Fred. He when he got sick and when they first paused, he called me to tell me. And he said, you know, we're going to make up the games. You know, we're all systems go. We'll get better. And you got to give him credit. Not only have they done that, they played well.
That's Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey. Iowa's on the verge of getting its entire 27-game schedule played. Iowa center Luca Garza says there's plenty on the line for the Hawkeyes.
You know, if we win these next two games, we're putting ourselves in a really good position in terms of March. So I think we all know that the next game on the schedule is the most important. You know, obviously, you know, we know it's Senior Day Sunday, but you know, these are two more very important games for our group.
We'll have that game for you tonight here on the radio, Iowa and Nebraska. That's a 7 o'clock pregame. 8 o'clock is tip time tonight. Well, close won't be good enough for Iowa State. The Cyclones need to win one of their final two games to avoid their first winless conference season since the 1937 team went 0-10 in the Big 8. They visit 18th-ranked Texas Tech tonight and then finish with a game at Kansas State on Saturday. Here's Cyclone coach Steve Prohm.
I mean, it's unacceptable. I mean, we all know that. I know that. I've been here 6 years. I know the history of this program is as good as anybody. This program has, you know, been a part of great NCAA tournaments runs. This program has, you know, got great guys playing the NBA right now, former guys, done a lot of really, really good things. And so, yeah, it's unacceptable.
Iowa State is 0-16 in the Big 12 coming into that contest. The UNI Panthers will take on a familiar foe tonight in St. Louis in the play-in round of the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament when the Panthers take on Illinois State. UNI swept a two-game series against the Redbirds last weekend, including a 98-87 double overtime win in the regular season finale.
Yeah, we had to make a lot of plays down the stretch, and just a great Missouri Valley Conference game. And that was a competitive game, so that was everything that we talked about and celebrated that win.
The winner advances to play second-seeded Drake in the quarterfinal round on Friday. That's Check of Sports here this morning.